in the seat of our own Miss Iva. And I don't take it lightly. I thank God for this opportunity. And I just asked him this morning, I said, well, where do you want us to go? He said, he has me on this physical workout situation now. And he said, you're going to work some things out in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And the good thing about that, though, when you work in the spirit, you get instant gratification. You don't have to wait 6 weeks and 6 months to see a muscle come up or six. You know, it's that the word works immediately. That's what he's saying. But, yes, I serve up under my leader, Miss Regina, and we serve up under Miss Iva, and we all serve up under our pastors and Brother Copeland, and we are privileged. Amen. So let's, I got some instructions. Now, you know, when you get instructions from Ms. Iva, you obey them. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, she said, this is the vein that we're going to go in. We're going to pray out some prophecies. And we're going to stay where Pastor George had us on Sunday with that word of wisdom, word of knowledge of what the Holy Ghost is saying. It was Kenneth E. Hagin Prayer Seminar, April the 28th, 1983 p.m. on a Thursday. But what about that same prophecy is effective on July the 20th on a Friday at 9:02 a.m. Amen. Amen. It's the same word that's going to go forth. And I'm going to read this word and we're going to start right here. But let's just saturate in the presence of the Lord and invite the Holy Spirit to have his way, because it is he who teaches. It is he who guides. It is he who tells us what our Father is saying from heaven to earth, according to John 16 and 13. So we welcome him and we thank God for this opportunity, Father, for us to come together as a corporate family under the anointing of the Holy Ghost to do what has been instructed, and we are obedient, Father God. And we know in obedience, your presence is here in the name of Jesus, and we will go forward in power, authority, and dominion. We will rule and reign in this place of prayer this morning, and we thank you for the supply. We thank you for our own sweet Suzanne that is here this morning, God, that you are her strength and her supply as well. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we just thank you that as the Holy Spirit has his way, we're going to pray out these prophecies. And we're going to decree and declare that Southwest Believers Convention 2018 is the big one. The big one. It's been told to us, it's the big one. So we are in expectation of a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost and the glory cloud of God to come in that place, in this place, in the name of Jesus. And no one will leave the same. We are believing all will be healed in the name of Jesus. All right. Well, thank y'all for that. Let me just read this, and y'all can pray in the spirit, or you can, but don't get in the head, as our Ms. Iva tells us. Stay in the spirit as you're listening and you're praying this out with me. It says, but here's what the Holy Ghost. Do you want to know what the Holy Ghost is saying? I do. I'll tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying. In this move that is about to come, and even you're in the edge of it right now, it will not be altogether something new that you've never seen. It'll be a combination of everything you've seen put together, and then plus a little bit more. How about more? Who likes more? I like increase. I like more, because he's an ever-increasing God, and he wants us to increase and have more of him, and I believe that. In this move of God that is just about to spring upon you, there will be a manifestation Haven't we been praying out another prophecy about the fullness of the manifestation of casting out demons that you haven't yet seen? Now, some draw back from casting out demons. And the Spirit of God said, I began a move along that line a few years ago, and men aborted the move. They mixed some of their own thinking in on it, and they tried to control it and do it according to their pattern and according to this way that we think it ought to be done. But you haven't seen anything yet of what you're going to see in dealing with demons. For demons are let loose upon the earth. They're going about as never before because they know their time is short. And so in this multiplication, how about the increase? He's going to multiply. This advance of demon activity will be the activity of the Holy Ghost. See, the multiplication of the Holy Ghost is going to empower us to handle anything the devil try to send our way, because we have the power, the authority to stop it. He said that rod of iron, as he told us, we were already equipped for authority with those Ephesians 1 and 3 prayers. See, we are already knowing who we are and whose we are. So we're not operating from a place of childhoodness, of lack of knowing and seeing and understanding. No, we are empowered. And he said so in here. He said that this advance of demon activity, there will be the activity of Holy Ghost, and demons that have harassed men, demons that have held check, ministries in check, hallelujah, will leave. We will command them to leave in the name of Jesus. And you have not seen yet what you will see in the area of dealing with demons, casting out demons, exercising authority over demons. And we're about to step into it like you step into a door into another room. And secondly, saith the Spirit of the Lord, you have not seen the revival of divine healing that you're about to see. Oh, yes, you saw those that I raised up. You've seen men and women mightily used of my Spirit. I sent them forth as a pilot program to try to train you. But many just looked at them and lifted them up, and some of them were lifted up in pride, and the anointing left them. And some became money-minded and lost the anointing. But there will arise a group in this day that's a brand new breed. We are that brand new breed. Hallelujah. They'll not be greedy of filthy lucre. They'll not be wanting to attract attention to themselves. They would care less whether God uses them. They'd rather God would use you and God not use ministers. He's going to use laymen. And there will be a revival of divine healing such as you have not seen in your lifetime or read about or heard about, said the Lord. See, he's going to use those that are just saying, yes, Lord. Oh, there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. He's not a respecter of person. Whosoever will, he's going to use in this hour. Oh, he's going to take the foolish to confound those that thought they were wise in this hour. And a revival of the supernatural, not only the supernatural in casting out devils, not only the supernatural in healing the sick, not only the supernatural in speaking with other tongues, but the supernatural in the realm of the seen realm. Men will see the glory of God. A cloud will hang over certain congregations. Eagle Mountain International Church is one of them, and we know that. Even the church building for days at a time. just like Pastor George told us, that he even expect a glow to be over the convention center in downtown Fort Worth. And that glow is going to be in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for that. And everybody that passes by, sinner and saint alike, will say, well, what in the world is that? I've never seen anything like that. Ha, ha, ha. And there will be in other places, fire of the Spirit that will actually become literal. We will literally see fire. Who believed that? I believe that we are going to see the supernatural manifest on a level that's never been seen, but we will see it. They will see it. How many of us know that the world have to see something? See, the world have to see something. We have to believe it, but they have to see it, and the Lord is going to allow that to happen in this convention because what? It's the big one. Oh, yes, in the spirit realm, some of us have seen it. In the spirit realm, we've been conscious of the fire of God. But the fire will actually come into manifestation. I remember Brother Copeland said, Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. And there be people, sinners as well as saints, that will see fire all over the heads of the people. There'll be people driving down the street, down the highway, and they'll see fire on top of the buildings. And they'll come and say, what does all this mean? What's going on in here? Oh, the big one has showed up. The greatest gospel show in the world is going to be presented because Jesus himself is going to be there. That's what Brother Copeland said. All he asked us to pray is for Jesus himself to come, and we are just inviting Jesus in, inviting the Holy Spirit in. But you see, the Lord will use signs of his presence to bring people in the last days into the fullness of his Spirit and unto full salvation. And signs. What kind of signs? Miraculous things in the realm of the Spirit, and then they'll be manifested in the realm of the physical, and the glory of God will fall, and the power of God will be in manifestation, and men will, and women too, will even be transported like Philip was and found in another place, and great shall be the reward thereof. For the Lord God is the same God today as he was yesterday. His power has not diminished, and his name is still the same. Today he can make the iron axe head to float. Today he can divide the river just for two men to cross over on the other side. Today he can feed 5,000 with a little boy's lunch. He is a miracle-working God. Galatians 3 and 5 says so, and we believe on that. He say, brag on him, lift him up, draw attention to him. Tell about how great he is. Oh, Father God, we brag on you today. We lift up the name of Jesus above every name. Oh, yes, we want everybody to know who we know. We want everybody to experience the fullness of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So we lift up you today. Glory to the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And we just want to love on you and praise you this morning. Glory to the Most High God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, get up in faith and tell what great things he's going to do. Ha, the great things God is going to do in this Southwest Believers Convention. He's going to heal everyone in there. the great things God is going to do. He's going to set every captive free. The great things God is going to do. Oh, the speakers are going to be filled with wisdom and utterance from heaven. And they're going to come out with fire on their tongues. And we will see that fire land on the people out in every arena of this convention, starting from the babies all the way up to the adults. Oh, yes. Every speaker has people praying for them, and that is powerful. And if you're a part of that team that's been praying for those speakers, continue to do so, because I'm telling you, when they open up their mouth, it's going to be like the fire of God. It's going to come out, and they're going to be bold, and they're going to know that Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Get up in faith and tell what great things he's going to do, and he'll move and keep his word with you. And many shall be astonished. Oh, they will be astonished. Note, newsworthy. Newsworthy. It's going to explode. There's going to be an explosion that's going to manifest in the Southwest. And we are in great expectation. Prayers and prayers have went forth. And we know that God himself is going to do it. His word is going to do it. He said, but the greatest miracle of all is that there be so many fish caught in the net. Hallelujah. Amen. That the nets can't hold them. Thank you, Jesus. We are catching fishes in the net. Souls are being saved. That's what this is about, to say, come, come to the bride. Come into the arms of Jesus. Come where love himself is. We want to see so many people there that want Jesus that the net can't hold them. There won't be a church houses enough to hold the people. And even after Southwest, Eagle Mountain is going to have overflow. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are expecting an overflow to come from this, that everyone that's coming from the north, south, east, and the west, all the nations, they're going to leave the convention filled up full, and they're going to go to all these other cities, all these other countries, all these other nations, and tell everybody about somebody called Jesus. And then they're going to come to Eagle Mountain, because they're going to say, wherever this is, I want to be a part of it. Let's call them in. Tell the souls to come in. We want the altars flooded. We want the membership to be increased, because we want heaven. We want them to experience what we all here have. We can't take this for granted. Oh, my goodness, I've been here for 17 years, and being a part of this ministry is an eye-opening experience, and I want everybody to come, and I know you do too. Then it says here, for the purpose of it all is that you may be fishers of men. Hallelujah. Quit fishing. Hallelujah. Quit fishing in your bathtub. There's not any fish in your own bathtub. Go out where the fishes are and throw out the net. Not the hook, the net. Stop trying to hook them and clean them before you catch them, is what he said. See, he's saying throw out the net and pull it in. Hallelujah. Bring them in. And the way you do that is with love and through love. Love himself, not a list of rules and condemnation, and tell them what they need to be and not be. Get them in there with love. Love, love. The anointing will draw them. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord shall shine, and the end time shall come, and you'll stand in the place. Yes, many of you that stand here, including myself, will stand in the place of ministry that you've not stood in before, and will stand in the place that's been ordained for you from the foundation of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if it were to be, if it could be told you, if we were able to tell you in human language that which will transpire in some of your lives, some of our lives who are here just now, your mind would not be able to comprehend it. Glory to God. That's one of those see, lie, and think about that moment. I'm going to say that again. And if it were to be, if it could be told you, if we were able to tell you in human language that which will transpire in some of your lives, and some of your lives who are here just now, your mind would not be able to comprehend it. As you say, speaking in the human vernacular, it would almost blow your mind. But you'll see it. You'll rejoice in it. You'll be glad in it. It's just out there a little ways in front of you. Be faithful. Be joyous. And rejoice in the Lord always. And he'll bring it to pass. We rejoice in the Lord. We thank you, Father, for you completing the good work you've begun in us, everyone seated in here, this applies to, because we are partakers of the grace of the prophet. We are partakers of the pastors, George and Pastor Terry. So we just soak and immerse in this place, expecting the fullness of that manifestation. He said that our little human minds, this intellect, won't be able to comprehend it. So we're going to not even go there. We're going to stay where the Spirit is so we can embrace it, we can grasp it, and we can soak in it. Because God is not doing anything just because we want it. God is doing it because he said it. And we believe what God is saying. That's going to take place in the big one for his people. Glory to God. Thank you. And that's what the Spirit of God is saying. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. See, here it says he'll bring it to pass. It's not by our power or by our might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. He's going to do it. Let's stand up, everybody. Lift your right hand and close your eyes and say it in faith. I'm in agreement with you. Let's stand up, everybody. Let's do what it says. Let's be in obedience. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and close your eyes and say it in faith. And I'm in agreement with you. Hallelujah. I may not understand it with my mind. Even if it was told me, I may not be able to comprehend it. But I believe it. I believe it. I commit myself to be one that will be used of God. I go on record this morning. I'll pay the price. I'll make the sacrifice. I'll deny the flesh. I'll walk in the Spirit. I'll be one who will walk in the flow of God and do the will of God and the work of God. I will give myself to prayer. I will give myself to the Spirit of God. If he calls on me in the nighttime, I'll be on my knees praying. If I'm never seen of man, and am always just behind the scenes, I'll be faithful. The will of God will be done. The work of God shall be accomplished. Many shall go and tell the story. And his great glory, show the power of God in manifestation shall be the gifts of the Spirit. The manifestation of his Spirit into full potential shall come the mystery gifts.
Shall come the mystery gifts.
The apostle and prophet.
The apostle and prophet.
The evangelist and pastor.
The evangelist and pastor.
And teacher too.
And teacher too.
Shall flow as one.
Shall flow as one.
Ha ha ha.
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 And we as one.
And we as one.
One body.
One body.
In one spirit.
In one spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall go forth.
Shall go forth.
To conquer.
To conquer.
And to do his deeds.
And to do his deeds.
And great shall be the reward thereof.
And great shall be the reward thereof.
Now put your other hand up. And thank him. Glory to God. Now let him give you a further word of wisdom and advice. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you just said in your people and what has already been done in your people. And we know that you're not a man that would lie. You said it, we believe it, and we receive it. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may have a sit down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And then it says here, it says, being conscious of a mighty move in your spirit, wanting and desiring to do the will of God, but don't try to do it yourself. Thank you. Just learn to relax and to flow with the Spirit. Don't try to figure out in your head, what does he want me to do? Just learn to relax and flow with the Spirit. It'll take care of itself. You don't have to worry. I just wonder, I know there is something he wants me to do. Fine, just keep on praying. Just flow with the Spirit. You'll not come into the full potential of what God has for you tomorrow. You'll not come into the full potential of what God has for you next week. You'll not come into the full potential of what God has for you next month. Some would not even come into the full potential of what God has for them next year. Some will not for quite a period of time. But as you're faithful, as you're trained, as you learn to yield, you'll move eventually into that place. Hallelujah. That he had for you all along. Step by step, minute by minute, we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. We're taking our time today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Praise his holy name. But you see, moving into that place of ministry or whatever it is, whether it's full-time ministry, a pulpit ministry, or personal ministry, whatever your place it is in the body of Christ. Moving into that place is fueled by prayer, fired by the Spirit, and ignited with his glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see, if there's no fuel there, there's nothing to ignite. Notice the Spirit said, I never thought of that. It came out of the inside of me. Fueled by prayer, fired by the Spirit, ignited by the glory. You have to stop and analyze that. There is a difference between firing, igniting, yes. You see, it's like the furnace, you see. There's a pilot light that fires the thing. And then when the whole thing has become ignited, then the heat flows out. Ha, ha, ha. Can you see what he's saying? Fueled by prayer, fired by the Spirit, ignited with His glory. Hallelujah. I never thought of that. I mean, it just flowed up out of my spirit. But you see, if there's no fuel there, there's no fire. If there's no fuel there, there's nothing to fire. So we are going to fuel with prayer right now what we've prayed out this prophecy. See, he said the fuel is our prayers coming together with this prophecy. Ah, that's what we're going to do. And it's going to be fired by the Spirit and then ignited with the glory. So, Father God, we thank you that we have read the Word of God and we know that this prophecy is prevailing. This prophecy has come to pass at the Southwest Believers Convention. So we're going to enter into that place of praying in the Spirit of the Living God. Eshe sotorobo borakandai, ileme eshe sotorobo rokatabai, nani narabo reketebe, eshe soto, elebandorobo ronde me eshe sonda, eleborande be eshe sotorokora babai, halainda loro boreke eshe singata, ayando bo yekela borankata, eshe sandara borekete, eshe son, tondina mindorobo rokanada, ayando bo woro kande be yekata. Ando bo bo roka de be se sondo ele bo ronda inda indo robo bo bo ra ya inda ya kata aya to te to ti to ti to te bo ta ande bo se sanga ete be to roka nite nito bo ra inda ingo dele nande bo ra kande bo ra kida hayero bo se sanga halabamba bo ro de be le be re bo ra minda anda bo re be bo ra inga ye le ke te kanda ya ta o se satara bo ra kate Maraba boraba boraka daraba e yorobo bo she sandala dorobo bo boraka daraba hey yorobo bo boroka daraba he she sandada ye to kota kata andorobo bo boraka paite so sekade ilo boraka ne de be so sandada haya do do to borainde be orobo boraka mana ka boraka dere dere boreke ne she sandale e yado go te kanto ke to boraka tata ai she sakato Tilebe, derebo, derebe, derebo, borrakete, kanda, yeleko. Ah, yadebo, neche, sangada. Oh, ye, 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 korabindela. Morambe, koramba, ye, kerebo. Come on in, ababo, che, sangara. Eloboro, karabo, bobo, bora. Hebe, mena, mindo, bora, 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 bora. Haya, dora, robo, che, the bora. The bora, the bora, the bora, haya, bora, bora. The bora, the bora, the bora, haya, karabara. Bo she sanka dera bora bora the bora hande be she sanda la baba the bora ababa do bore kende be dora bo she sanda nebo the bora haye bora baye keda bara the bora bora cover the bara ere in the blood of Jesus hande bora kanda ba I she sote do bore keta ene mi do bote she sondore and do bore ke mo de bo de dang de lora e ye ko de bora katande ira bo bo kanda ba she sote de endo bore kando rekata bo de kando bora aja bora ke she sanda ande bora kande bo 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 rokata he she sandoro bo 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 re kanara yo de be ye de be ro bo bo bora kanda baya do bo bo ra de be ro katanda ba o do de be te she se kota ile bora ka de be do te mi kote bandala ani bo she se katara ba 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 ro kada bira bora bora kande be she sandara aja bo re kata bora ra katara bo she ra bo ro ka de be ile bo de kanda bo she sandara Haye toro bo 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 re kanda bo bora bora the bora bang 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 just take it. Ila bo de le bando bo de be de bo de ba. Haye bo de bo de bora bang de be she sanga dara. Ira bo 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 bora kanda ba 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 ya kanda da 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 da. Eche sando bo 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 re de kanda. Ila bo de kanda bang she soka de de. Eye ko de bora ya ne. Go 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 go
Hayo, Torobo, Ekena, Elabo de la Bango, Chesakata, Orebo, Rayabo, Rekada, Shout out all over everywhere.
ba. Oh yes, there's an explosion, a fire. The fire. We are fueling with prayer. Igniting the fire. With the glory of God. Oh yeah, the fire. The fire, the explosion, the expansion. We're blowing it open. We're blowing it open. We're blowing it open. Blowing it out. Blowing it out and blowing it open with the fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Just like fire. Shut up in our bones. You can't contain it. You can't keep it. You gotta share it. You gotta give it. You gotta speak it. Oh, yeah, it's a fire going on in here. It's a fire. It's a fire. It's a fire of the Holy Ghost in here. It's a fire of the Holy Ghost in Southwest Believers Convention. Hey, the fire is cleansing, purging, removing, residue, head of it, residual stuff that's been generational, gone in Jesus' name. It's just a kind of let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Burn, burn, fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn anything and everything that's not of God. There's a pruning coming. There's a pruning taking place. Getting rid of excess waste. There's a pruning taking place. Getting rid of excess waste. There's a pruning taking place. Getting rid of excess waste. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, he said there's a pruning taking place, and he's getting rid of excess weight. There's a pruning taking place. He's getting rid of excess weight. Casting the weight, casting the care, casting anything that would keep you out of his presence. We believe that the people that's coming from the north, south, east, and the west, that weight that was so easily besetting them has been lifted up, because we shot the fire arrows out and we burned up anything that would hinder or try to block. Oh, we're helping our people get here. They want to come and they're going to come, and nothing's going to stop them from coming to the big one. Glory to God. Nothing's going to stop them from coming to the big one. I see families are gathering together, putting their money together. Oh yeah, people are being restored just to come to the big one. Nothing will stop the big one. Nothing will stop the partners from coming. We're clearing out the debris. We're removing hindrances and obstacles. We believe families are coming. Families will have reunions. They're coming, 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 coming. We say, come, come, come to the river and drink. Come to the river and drink. Jose Sanka de Barucaraba, Borucarabamba Rande, She Sandala, Eloboro Candebe, She Soto. Get full and drunk off the river. How the river, the river, the river, the rivers, the rivers, the rivers. We are being filled full We are being filled full to the overflow. Because we must go to the big one. Oh, supernatural miracles. Supernatural miracles will manifest that's never been seen. Oh yes, we have another one here that she wanted us to speak out, and thank y'all for that supply. I believe we accomplished what we were supposed to concerning that prophecy, and we have another one here. It's Mark Brazee, and it was 1998. It was Monday, 9/14/98 at 10 a.m. Well, today is Friday, July the 20th. It's 9:51 a.m., so we know it applies for right now. Praise the Lord. And Lord, we prayed as we've prayed so many times, and we've heard prayed so many times before. Lord, that which we know not teach unto us, that which we've heard not speak unto us, that which we've seen not show unto us. Prepare us, O Lord, for that which you've prepared for us. For the best and the greatest days of the church, the greatest days of the move of God, the greatest days on earth lie just out ahead. Though darkness may grow darker, the light is shining brighter. And for those that walk in the light, there's no occasion of stumbling. And the church is yet to see her finest hour, her most glorious hour. For you did say the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And this last house of God, the last days of the last house of God, shall be the most glorious ever seen, the most prosperous, the most healthy, the most glorious. Thank you that the church is rising up to be the most powerful force this earth has ever seen. And when we check out and leave, they'll know we're gone. Oh, Father, we thank you that signs and wonders and miracles shall be the calling cards of the church in these last days. Thank you, Father, miracles will be on every hand. The supernatural will be natural. Abundance of grace, abundance of power, abundance of prosperity in this current hour. We take it. We thank you, dear Father, for your power and your grace. Thank you, Father, for what you have done, are doing, and are yet to do, even in this place. We thank you, dear Father, for your word and your spirit. Thank you that we have open ears. When he speaks, we are ready to hear it. We thank you, dear Father. Creative miracles shall begin to flow. Stepping into a river, we're about to go. Mighty, mighty, mighty wonders, mighty signs, stepping into your power, ever so divine. We thank you, dear Father, now for that which lies ahead. No matter what takes place in the world, for the church, there's no fear. And there's no need to dread. For there will be a dividing line between the world and the church. And no matter what happens on the other side ahead, we will surge. And I believe that's talking about Southwest Believers Convention. That dividing line is going to take place. And the world is going to see the church like they've never seen it before. We thank you now, dear Father, oh, for that which is yet will come to be. Thank you, everything you've spoken, everything we've been believing for now. We step into a realm where we will readily those things see. Now, we thank you. You know, I think it's a place right here that we need to thank you. Just thank him. Just thank him. Be in a place of thankfulness. You have any thank you songs of just thanking him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just thank him. Thank you. So thank you, Lord. Power, power, and mighty demonstration. demonstration. In that place of thanksgiving, in that place of gratitude, in that place of humility, in that place of being humble, that's that place of power and demonstration. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Oh, yeah. A powerful move to the nation there shall be. And in these days there are things we'll see. Never wrought before in the presence of man. God's about to do everything he's ever done and more. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. I'm going to read Exodus 34 and 10. And it says, and the Lord said, behold, I lay down afresh the terms of the mutual agreement between Israel and me, a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, wonders, miracles such as have not been wrought or created in all the earth and in any nation. And all the people among you whom you are shall see the work of the Lord. Here it says, it is a terrible thing, which means fearful and full of awe, that I will do with you an awesome display of his power. That's what we are praying in for the Southwest Believers Convention, Big One, 2018, an awesome display of his power. He said, a move of God that will make everything in the book of Acts look like the beginning and not the end. It's the pattern for the church, not just the history of the church. Thank you, dear Father. A move to the nations. A move to the nations. A move to the nations, then shall be the end. A move to the nations, and there are many even that stand in this place that he is about to send. Hallelujah. He's about to send some of us. Oh, Karaboshe Satara. Some will go back and forth. Some will go and stay. Some will pick up the fire from this place. And then they'll go and duplicate it in other nations. There are nations and cities across the ocean that a new move of God, they will see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always has to start as a seed. Then it will go to the nations where there is ever so much of a need. Some of the poorest nations in the world will see a great move of prosperity and wealth. Some of the sickest places on earth will see a great outpouring of divine healing and health. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We believe that took place in the Solomon Islands when the fathers of faith went there. Hallelujah. Brother Kenneth Copeland, Brother Jesse DePlantis, and Brother Jerry Savelle went there. And we believe that nation was forever changed because of faith and the prophecies and the fathers of faith that went there. Oh, yeah. My, turning the corner. We are turning the corner. In our prayer vigil on Fridays, we have been instructed that we are turning and overturning some things. And I believe as we pray from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., that those watches of hours of prayer is turning and overturning some things. Because we're turning the corner, rounding the corner, rounding the corner, rounding a corner, rounding a corner even in this current time. Rounding a corner into his plan that has been set up from the beginning, his plan so divine. Thank you, Father. My. Oh, we've stepped in. We're not stepping in. We're not going to step in. We've stepped. We've stepped. We've stepped. We've stepped. Y'all take a step. We've stepped. We've stepped in. Now, we're rounding the corner. Things won't be the way they were. No. Things won't be the way they have been. things are changing rapidly, 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 rapidly. Mighty changes, rapid changes. A great acceleration, a great multiplication. We've been on an escalator, now we're stepping in an elevator. Things are going to start accelerating, moving faster and faster and faster. What used to take months and years will suddenly take minutes and hours. I believe it. We receive it. For the Southwest Believers Convention, the big one, 2018. Changes, 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 changes are taking place. Changes in the very complexion of the church. A church with the restoration of the supernatural is what will take place in the next few years. Eagle Mountain International Church, we believe it. Any church that's standing open in the name of Jesus, doing what the Lord has told them to do, will have that change, and the supernatural shall come. But we know the revival capital of the world is one. Glory to God. Bases, bases, bases must be fully operational by the year of 2018, because things are going to explode. Didn't we pray out explosion? Didn't we pray out igniting? Didn't we pray out the glory? Things will explode. Things will explode. Almost difficult even to be told. Oh, my, my, my. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. Creative miracles will be commonplace. Creative miracles that will take place by his power and his grace. Limbs will grow where there were no limbs. Organs replaced where medical science had to remove them. Glory to God. Mighty things will take place. There will be whole sections of people brought in from state institutions. And the glory shall come in and hover over their heads, and suddenly multitudes, whole sections of people, will shake their head and wonder where they've been the last 20 years, brought back instantly by the finger of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There will be, I believe it. I believe it. And it is so. Hallelujah. They have the mind of Christ, transformed and conformed to the mind of Christ. Yes, sir. Coming in out of those institutions in the name of Jesus, knowing who our Lord is and God getting the glory. It is so in Jesus' name. He said, oh, the glory, the glory, the glory, coming into days of glory, coming into weeks of glory, coming into months of glory. Yeah, even coming into years of glory. Let's just live in the glory. Hallelujah. The glory of God will come on places and settle like a cloud. Not just stay for a day or two, but it will settle for days. There will be those that will be brought in by the Spirit of God. Walk through the back door and suddenly the power of God will hit them right in the face. Poof, poof, poof. They'll be healed by the power of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, that's what we want. Healing will take place so frequently, so rapidly, we won't have time to pray for people. Hallelujah. Just stepping into the glory, stepping into the glory. We're going to have churches with sections for wheelchairs and sections for stretchers. The day is coming when the doctors are going to send them to the church instead of the churches sending them to the doctors. Glory to God. It is so. Hallelujah. You mark my word. You mark my words. All that's been prayed, all that's been said, all that's been spoken, all that's been shown has been reserved for this last day. June 30th, all that week. Oh, we believe for the manifestation of what's been spoken. We are expecting it. He said, you mark my words, you mark my word. All that's been prayed, all that's been said, all that's been spoken, All that's been shown has been reserved for this last day. And we're not looking for it. We're not waiting for it. We've got one foot. Lift up that foot, put it already in. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. I'm telling you, I've been waiting for years to get over to the other side. And I'm not going until I'm good and ready. Mighty move to the nations, I'm telling you. You mark my words. We've come to a day when God's setting up not just simple local churches, but world outreach bases. Places he can touch the world from. This is one. Eagle Mountain International Church, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. This ministry, my goodness, what's already been accomplished and done is just amazing. But it's just a start, just a start. What is yet to come, I think it will surprise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for what we know you are doing and have done and will continue to do. You said in Philippians 1:6, the good work you begun, you have completed until the day of Jesus. And just like we prayed out that other prophecy, we're going to pray out this prophecy that Mark Brzee prophesied over Eagle Mountain International Church, over this ministry, over the revival capital of the world, over Southwest Believers Convention 2018, the big one. And remember in Exodus 34:10, he said, and the Lord said, behold, I lay down afresh the terms of the mutual agreement between Israel and me, a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, wonders, miracles, such as have not been wrought are created in all the earth or in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome display of his power. And he said, I'll do it with you. So let's enter into that place of an awesome display of power in faith and prayer, praying it out in the spirit for the manifestation. Thank you, Father. Harabo she sanda la kane. Ile be boro kane ba she sando. Ile be ndoro boro kane be she sa. Awesome display of power. Heje boro mambro kana bambro kane be. Oro bobo rande be she sanda. Ile be ndoro boro ndo boro ngan bandore be she sanda la. Ere boro kana bambro rande be. Ho she sanda rada bamboro kane be bo. Ile borande bebe she sandara roboro karebe handara ramborende le inambore kanara araba boro bora bamba baya yelere bore kana era bobo bo she sanda de bebo re kababa hala bobo ro karebe be she sandara rabamba ro karebe ira bebo bo she sangara baba 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 era bobo bobo ro karebe be ana baba bo she sandara de bebe be ro karebe be ara bambo re kara bambo re kara bamba baba baba she sai ana be dorobo bora nande lere be dore kambora baba ba hala borre kara bo she sanda ere be boro bo 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 she saka ere borre be dorore be borra kara bamba baba ana be bo 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 ran bamba yo ke te be she sanga ta ta ande borro kara bamba rakada ane be she se kara ere be ora borra nene be de ne te sho to to ile bandera bo 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 roka ne be be hai che sando no bo 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 roke te be go raida ande ote tiso tango tango be ke terebo tile be tareme ore ba dode be kora ba te bere ba ere bo de ne ne che sere ba to dore bo raka de be be onde me dode be do de la bamba ba Era bobo she sandele de be dore kendo bora kanda dande bo de ke de be be bo de bando do bobo rakada Aya dele no boche, sandele cora candela bora candele, elemento do bobo bobo che sandele cara baba ba. Haye bobo boche sanda de bobo bobo reka baba baba. O te boche sokata. O te bo te buraka. E derabo, e deraba, a shakane, a shokade, o rakane, a ye, ye yo boran de karaba. Aya ne che sokote. Ila bote kane be kota pa yele bote ile dan ile bendo de bobo she saka do bobo bobo reka papa ha she sata ile mendo king dai kai the kingdom bara bobo kingdom the kingdom bara bobo rakata the kingdom of God e bo she saka da 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 the kingdom of God e bo rakade bebe e she sande the manifestation of the kingdom of God e bo she saka do bobo reka manifestation of the kingdom of God e kore bendo Borrande beche sangalara, ero borroca, boche sangalere, ande bo 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 borraca. Eke beitoro bo borraca nere bande de, boche soccer, hila borracata, hila borre kende, kende borrocanda, ande borre keche sacata. Gera borroca ya, ya yo de le coja ba. E de bore borrambo bo bo bo, the kingdom of God, he go ba che saca. E yo de le borroca da, e ya do bon de le ben che soca da ba ba. Manifested power of the kingdom, power of God, he be che saca da. O ye ke ba, o de be do re ka ne ga bo ta kanda ba, o de borra kande be che sika ta da 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 da. The word come alive. The word come alive. The word come alive. E bo che sakata. E de bo ro kara ba 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 ba. Anya bo ra bo bo ba ye kanya ba. O che sande le kro kata ba ye te. Hile bo ro kara ba ba che sanda. E le ben do ro bo 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 ro kara ba 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 yo te tai ta. Tai tai to ro bo. Ti da ba in de la bo ra kanye be che sanda. Ane bo de bo ro bo ra kanye be ra bo te kata ba. Era bo che sanka, ada bo che singa, ina bo reka ni be to rebe, to ra ban ba ye ka da, ala ban do ra bo ro ka da bo reka ne be ye ka ra ba ye ka ra ba, ho ra bo ba, ye ka ra bo che sanka ra ba, ta ne ra bo ro ka re be ro ka ba ra ka da ra ka ba, e ye nde che so ta ra, aya ndo ra bo ro ka ra, e che san do ra bo 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 ye ka da ya da, ande bo 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 ra ka da ba 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 che se ke da ba ba. Ele bo denga da da bo rakata ba. Eche sengo toro bo 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 rokare bando bo rakaya. Eche satara ba. O ye de be eche sanda. Eko tande re bo rokara ba ba. Ande be eche singa. O toro bo bo rokara ba ba. Eche sakata. Ele be to.
I want you to tell them about the church that had those wheelchairs and oh yeah, tell them about that. Because this is the truth. Yeah, this is true.
I had the privilege of going on a trip with my mom, which in and of itself was a blessing. But on that trip, we went up to Canada, and we went to this church. You know how you go on these tours and things, and so we chose to go and to this beautiful Catholic church. This would have been in. Well, I'll think of it in a minute, in Canada. When you entered into this church, there was something unusual there that just caught your eye. They had these two enormous pillars, and these were not small. They would go all the way up to the top of the church. And on these pillars, they had attached crutches, and walkers and canes, and there were wheelchairs stacked up around the bottom. And we came to know that people, this in a Catholic church, okay? This is what faith will do. When people's faith is ignited, we're talking about igniting things. We're talking about igniting. You know, you have that already on the inside of you. But when somebody touches it with fire, when God touches it and sets it on fire, see. So, in this church was this thing, and what is this? Well, people would come there from all over the world because the people would get healed there. And the news started to spread. And so people from all over the world would come there to this Catholic church. Praise God. God is not, you know, he's ready to move.
Yes, he is.
He's ready to move. He's not, you know, he doesn't just show up in one place or the other. He's God. He's ready to move wherever faith is. Mm-hmm. So faith would come here. And these people, hear about it. They hear about it. They're like, I heard that if you go to that church, if you go to that place, then you can get healed. And this was the evidence. People from all over the world will travel to this church, this Catholic church in Canada, to go and get their healing. And they leave their stuff behind. And they told us that this was just a small display of the amount of crutches and walkers and canes and wheelchairs from the people who've come there and received their healing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And the same God, same Holy Spirit, is going to do the same thing at this Southwest Amen. Believers Amen. Convention. What did the Lord tell you about the big one? You said,
you know, there's many, well, Matthew and Luke especially, Jesus healed them all, the multitudes. Yes. There wasn't one that did not receive their healing.
That's right.
So that, to me, that's the big one.
That's the big one.
You know, not one feeble among us, every single person that has anything wrong with them, receive their healing, receive the miracle, receive the whatever it is that they need physically.
What's the big one to you? Some coming again.
Putting me on the spot here.
Mm-hmm, the big one.
Well, the big one is the big one.
Catch the big one. The big one.
The big one starts with a seed in our heart, starts with the word of God, what we believe. What are we believing God for? Mm-hmm. And I'm here just working on this thought about how do you wrap people with faith and love. When you say, I surround this person with faith and love, and I'm thinking, that how do we do that? How do I wrap somebody with faith and love, even if the person is not the way, but you want to just surround that person with faith and love? And he says, well, it's a thought, you know, it's the word. Okay, so a woman gets the seed and begins, that seed begins to take upon itself flesh inside and begin to increase and increase for a period of 9 months. And then this baby comes out.
Mm.
And that was the seed just being fed, the seed being surrounded, the seed being protected. So that thing that we couldn't see before, that thought, that expectation in God, just continue to surround it with faith and love in prayer. And as we are doing, then what comes out is not the microscopic thing. What comes out is the big one.
The big one.
The big one comes out at the end of the day. The big stuff comes out at the end of the day. It comes out of thoughts. It comes out. So I'm like, okay, it means I really have to work on my heart so that I don't allow anything to disturb this little seed, this little good thought about this person
yes.
or that person or this city or that land. You know, just allow that and then boom comes out, the big one. And so we've kept this Southwest Believers Convention in our heart in this place. We've been talking about it, just like, again, I use that. I mean, that's the picture that I have. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. So you cannot travel if there's nothing inside you. You can't even go into prayer if there's nothing in there. So there is a seed of expectation inside you. That is what took us into prayer. And so we are giving birth. We are here nurturing this seed, nurturing. And then so the woman said, oh, I have my baby. Oh, yeah. I mean, so they are beginning to feel the baby, begin to talk to the baby, begin to change the addressing until the day of the delivery of the big one.
Mm.
A day is coming, and that baby is going to come out either by normal way, either way, it's going to come out.
Yep.
And it's going to come out
yep.
alive.
Yes,
amen?
Alive.
And it's going to be a living life, a new thing, something that has a life of its own.
Hallelujah.
No longer dependent on your prayer. no longer dependent on your thinking about it.
Yes.
So this Southwest Believers Convention, as we are releasing this word and saying these things, is taking upon itself characters, taking upon itself things, miracles here, wisdom here, knowledge here, solution here, new birth to dreams, ministries that are not, they don't even think that they can ever come up again in life, and things, people in a state of sorrow, all of a sudden getting an infusion of joy and new things springing up. That's Amen. What I see of the big one.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah.
That word big is not even in the Bible, but the closest it comes, the closest there is she was great with child.
Ah. So. Great with child. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we just thank God that we are great with child. Amen. Hallelujah. Great with spiritual children, isn't it? Great with spiritual child. But we're going to continue to pray in that vein right there, expecting greatness to come from the seed that we know have already been seen, sowed, watered, and fertilized, and now the birthing is going to take place at Southwest 2018. We are expecting delivery day on June the 30th. We're going to expect to give birth to what God said through the prophecies of the men and women of God. And we decree that it will be established and it will come forth and it will be alive and it will be full of power. The fullness of the manifestation, the delivery is now in this place. Oh, And how many of us as mothers understand this, and fathers too, because after that labor intensive contraction comes forth this beautiful baby, and you forget about all that other, because the Lord is going to display His glory. He's going to display His glory in every aspect of everything we could ever think or ask or need. It's going to be the glory displayed. It's going to be the unveiling of the glory. It's time, birthing time. It's time. Healing time, deliverance time, oh, the blessing time of the Lord is going to manifest in this place. So just pray in the spirit softly. You can even pray in your song. Let's just pray. Singing in the spirit. Just singing, because we're just receiving our gift of the glory. Great expectation of the Southwest Believers Convention 2018 to be everything the Word said. And Jesus Himself will be there. Thank you, Father. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. We will be having healing at 11 o'clock. Praise the Lord. So if you are here for that, please remain and add your supply there as well. And on behalf of Ms. Iva, I know she thanks you from the bottom of her heart and she loves you. And we just thank God for you coming out. And at 6 p.m., we will start the prayer vigil. And we do have one more Friday after this. So please come and add your supply and be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
We love you. Jesus loves you. No, how you say that?
Jesus.
God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.